Chad Greenway is a three-time defensive MVP for the Minnesota Vikings. He is fourth in team history for tackles with nearly 1,400. He also is second for interceptions amongst linebackers with 18, and he has a couple of touchdowns. He's our featured guest on Vikings Game Plan, and Chad Greenway joins us now in advance of the Chicago Bears game. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well.
If today is your final game in the NFL, how are you handling a day like this?
Yeah, it's something I've thought about, obviously, for a long time. You know, you always think about you're in the moment, you're in your season, you're in the grind of a career, and you know there's going to be an end, you know, and what that's going to look like. And obviously, we're going to wait to make that final decision, but I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm trying to stay in the moment. You know, I was in the moment all through the week, just trying to enjoy the process. The other thing is just all the relationships, all the people, you know, over the past 11 years that have been so influential in my life in different ways. Within this building and just in this community, it's been an unbelievable, crazy, fun ride.
How difficult is the decision? And are, like, family members and friends and, like, a lot of different entities, announcers, pulling at you from different angles?
You know, it's funny. Of course, it's my decision, but at the end of the day, it affects so many people in different ways. It's something I haven't taken lightly, and you don't do this for as long as I've done it in 11 years in one place and not know, you know, how lucky and special this has been to play for an organization that's taken care of me for 11 years and done right by me pretty much every step of the way. And I just have such respect for everybody in the building. We're going to just make sure that some time passes for us to make this decision, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do after that.
Through 11, 10 during which you've played, first one he lost due to injury, first preseason game. What makes you most proud about your career?
You know, you look back, and I just think my consistency over the course of my career. I've made it to the Pro Bowl. I was named All-Pro. I've individually had some success, and more success than I ever thought I would probably even could have had. But I think it's just the level of consistency that I've been able to show over the course of my career, and that just comes from, you know, having a mindset that was given to me by my parents, and the farming mentality of just showing up and putting out your best work and never taking a day off. And I think just being a good teammate and a leader.
Phillip dump over the middle, ball's batted in the air, intercepted, Chad Greenway.
What do you remember about your second of two touchdowns last year, College Stadium, San Diego?
Yeah, you know, I think it was just kind of that moment you look to in my career where just like all the things I just said about being a captain, a leader, a guy that's been in the community for so long. And you look to, you know, one defining moment of what embodies maybe my career and what I've meant to the organization.
Yeah.
You'd hope you'd think about that play.
What about your first touchdown, 2007, from Eli Manning?
Oh, man. Somebody had just sent me a clip of that, and I rewatched it for the first time in 7 or 8 years.
That's cool.
And I remember some of my teammates saying, hey, you make a play like that every couple of years.
Yeah, right.
You know, you stay around this league for a long time. And, you know, I remember just catching it and just running like the Dickens trying to get in the end zone.
Fourth down. Touchdown!
There's nothing in life that will emulate locker room camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? And
yep.
How special was that to you?
Yeah, that's been the number one thing that you almost are panicked to miss. You know, you're going to miss that so much. If you ask, I'm guessing, any retired player, then running on the game on Sunday and running out in front of the fans, that's the thing that's missed without question the most. And I've really built my whole career around that and being that teammate and the guy that's fun to be around and be a good locker room guy. And one advantage I have is to have a relationship with the folks in this building that I can always feel like I can come back and be a part of it.
What has Ben Lieber meant for your career?
Yeah, you know, when I came in, you know, first of all, growing up in South Dakota, you know, Ben grew up about 2 hours from me. He was 4 years older than me and a guy that, you know, I wanted to be. You know, that was a guy that I looked to and be like, okay, it's possible to come from a small town and do something that I dreamed to do. And then when Iowa finally made me an offer, I'm like, this is happening for me. And I knew that it was possible to kind of follow in his footsteps and kind of take the same path. And then we come here the same year, you know, in 2006, I get drafted, he gets signed as a free agent. It just seemingly was meant to be. You know, we had matching personalities. You know, he was a guy that I asked to see if I could room with. I wanted to pick his brain with as many questions as I could, you know, get across to him. And you learn things financially. You learn things, you know, about charitable giving. You learn about just family life, ins and outs and stresses. And of course, you learn a ton about football. But a lot of times that was the last thing that we talked about. We talked about, you know, almost everything else. And now, you know, that he's still working within the organization and has been around. It's been so great to continue to build that friendship. And you know, it's much more than just being a teammate. You know, it's a guy that I trust with, with everything. And if I have a tough decision I need to make, I usually try to run it by him. And he always has some good perspective and just a good friend.
Why has giving so much off the field, philanthropically, why has that been so important to you?
It just makes you feel so good. It makes you feel so good that you can have a platform that I've been given in the NFL and then to take advantage of it. Not just be that guy, not just be the pro athlete and that's all you are. I wanted to be so much more than that. And I didn't really gain that perspective until maybe my third or fourth year. And it's something that we now want to carry on. When our career is over, you know, my wife and I want to continue to pursue, you know, more endeavors with our foundation, continue to do the things that we've done. You know, that to me is just leaving something, you know, much, much bigger than yourself.
Hey, you couple that with on-field play, and he's absolutely one of the greatest Vikings in the history of the organization. God bless you, man.